Welcome to the Love, Heal, Thrive podcast, where you learn to love yourself enough to heal and heal yourself enough to thrive so that you can live a life that feels whole and complete, untriggered and unaffected by the people, places, and emotions that surround you. I'm your host, Erin Garay. I'm a hypnotherapist, Reiki master, medium certified meditation and Enneagram coach, and someone who has experienced and seen energy and energy patterns her whole entire life. And quite honestly, it's been hard, but I have learned it doesn't have to be, and I want to help you learn how to build an empowering life that turns your energy sensitivity into your superpower. I want to teach you how to no longer be triggered by people or situations and learn how to walk into every room and own it with your magnetic, powerful, amazing energy. Each week, I will offer you helpful tools and insight from my own journey, as well as bring in amazing and experienced guests that will help you on your journey by sharing their story and insight. Together, we will grow and we will learn how to love ourselves enough to heal and heal ourselves enough to thrive. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Welcome. I am so happy you are here today. Today, we are talking about how to become untriggerable. And yes, that is a word. I actually looked it up because I know I like to make up words from time to time, but it's actually a real word. I didn't make it up. So today we are diving into how can you become untriggerable? And I think that this can become one of your most important superpowers. When we can walk into any room, any situation, any environment, and remain unfazed, grounded, vibrant, and untriggered, we bring the best version of ourselves. And that is the kind of life I want to lead, and that's the kind of life I want you to be able to lead as well. We are going to learn how to become untriggerable. So first, let's take a quiz. Pretend we've been hanging out. Pretend you're relaxed on your couch. I've got my magazine in hand. We've been finishing up the quiz. Been having lots of fun, lots of laughter. We've been going through all of our relationship questions. And now we're at the final question. I loved these quizzes when I was in junior high and high school, by the way. So hopefully this can bring back nostalgia for you as well. Question, our final question. How would you rate your external triggers on a scale from 1 to 10? With 1 being the most untriggered by outside people and situations and 10 being the most triggered by outside people or situations. I would rate my external trigger level as the following number. 1, 0 outside trigger. 2, hardly triggered by people. 3, a little triggered by people, but mostly when I'm tired and hungry. 4, sometimes triggered by people, even when rested and full. Hangry is a real thing. 5, 50-50, triggered, but it depends on who it is. 6, more triggered than I'd like to be. 7, definitely triggered, but feel like I can't do anything about it. 8, triggered more than I want to be by more people and situations than I'd prefer. That's no laughing matter. 9, definitely feel triggered most of the time by most people and feel like the only way I'm not triggered is when I am alone. And 10, I am triggered all the time by all the people and don't know how to remedy this state. So this trigger quiz is actually one of the first questions I have my clients fill out when we start coaching together. For me, this is the measure of success for myself as well as for clients. When we can become untriggered by our external world, we stop looking to the outside world for our answers and we begin to reflect inward and know everything that is happening on the outside is by cause of what is happening on the inside. So as we balance, as we connect, as we establish our own equilibrium internally, we are no longer triggered by our outside world. How can you become untriggerable? Here are 9 ways that we are going to discuss on how to become untriggerable. We're going to dive into this checklist by way of 7 of them being through the lens of the chakra system, of course, because everything is energy. Energy is the common denominator. And then 2 bonus lenses that I think are super, super important. And if you followed my chakra series last season, you'll know that we dove into each of the organs of action, and we're going to talk about them again today, but maybe not in as much detail. But really, as they are used to support our preservation of our energy and of our groundedness and of our presence, because that's what I think creates this reflexive trigger to the outside world, is when we don't maintain that inner presence, that inner groundedness, that inner connection. And when we bask in this place, that is when we know we will not be triggered. We do not give our power away to the outside world. So let's get started. Number 1, beginning with the root chakra. This energy center is all about safety, security, money, acceptance, and your primal needs. So what are your primal needs when you are hangry? Yes, we are hungry. We can be tired. We can be exhausted. And we certainly haven't shown ourselves any self-love. When we haven't covered off on our primal needs first, we set ourselves up to be triggered way too easily. And I mean, think about that. When you were in school, did you study for tests? Was there a correlation between the test that you studied for and the grades that you did, that you received on your test? My bet is there probably was. It probably was that the test that you studied for, you probably did better on the test. The test that you didn't study for, you probably didn't do well on as your test. This is all about the pregame. How we prepare our energy system before we are in that environment, before we run into those people or situations, as we raise our energy frequency, as we find ourselves more present, more grounded, before we get into that situation, we are less likely to be triggered by that person, situation, or thing. So back to our primal needs and our root chakra. Can you ensure that you are eating nourishing foods before you get there? And ideally, Earth balances this energy center. So if you know that you're heading into a really triggering situation, you can even eat root vegetables, something that's got a lot of dirt on it. Of course, wash it, but it was still grown in the earth. So it absorbs that earth energy. So we're talking sweet potatoes, carrots. And the organ of action for the root chakra is the anus. So certainly be sure that you show up to that event having used the restroom, having taken care of all your primal needs. You are fed, you are well rested, and you have used the restroom. All your primal needs are taken care of so that you can walk into that event whole and complete. Number 2, our sacral chakra. This energy center is the home of our emotions. It's where we feel our connection. This is where we house all of our emotions and the tongue. So we want to ensure that this center doesn't get all crazy, because once the words are out of our mouth, we can't take them back. And often silence is the most powerful thing to say anyway. And so we can start with the basics. Again, our primal needs still feed into the sacral chakra because it is very closely tied. So you can stay hydrated here, as water helps to balance this energy center. But also you can have mints and gum or essential oils, something that brings nourishment and peace and calm to your tongue. And silence can be the most powerful thing to say. Just like in You've Got Mail, Meg Ryan's character. Now, if you remember that movie, it's one of my most favorite movies. But she gets so excited because she had worked so hard to say just the thing that she wanted to say to her rival. And she said, I did it. I did it. She was celebrating in this email. And she said, you know, I thought I would feel better after I said exactly what I wanted to say at the right exact time, but I didn't. I felt wretched because our energy system wants to speak peace. It wants to speak love. So when we say things because we're upset and we think by saying something nasty or mean to someone else will make us feel better, it actually makes us feel worse because that is not what our divine energy is brought here to speak, say, or do. We are divine. You are divine. I am divine. We are a drop of the ocean within this ocean. We are all connected and we are all part of the same energy body. So to choose between peace or unpeace, as we talked about last week, is silence your best route to remaining in peace and equanimity? Does peace allow you to set yourself up to remain the most untriggered? It might be. And that, knowing that, is the most powerful place to be. And understanding, I want you to get to a place where it doesn't feel hard to hold your tongue, because then we get canker sores or cold sores when we're holding back. But I want you to get to a place energetically and emotionally that you're okay with silence. You're okay with that peace because you know what you can contribute doesn't necessarily add to it. And also recognizing that other person may be in so much pain that they're not going to hear you anyway. So you honor, love, and respect your energy system so much that you don't spend the energy on the words that will not even be heard. I want you to get to a place where it isn't even hard for you to hold your tongue, that you come to this place of security, peace, and knowingness, that you know that whatever you need to say doesn't contribute to this situation. Not because you don't have something to say, but more so because you see the pain in the other person's eyes and you know that whatever you're going to be saying isn't going to be heard. You can save that energy because you know it won't even be heard, or heard in the same way, because your energy systems are resonating at a different frequency. Because maybe that other person is an addict, or maybe they're angry, or they're hungry or tired or exhausted. They can be one of those things. They can also become addicted to their anger or addicted to whatever feeling they've repeatedly experienced. You see, our brain becomes addicted to the chemical that is released by each individual emotion. And so we find ourselves repeatedly trying to maintain that mindset simply because we become addicted to the feeling, not because we want to continue to act or live that way. We become addicted to that emotion. According to David Hawkins' emotional scale, which I'll include a link down below, anger resonates at 150. Acceptance resonates at 350, and love resonates at 500. So when you begin to think about your situation purely from an energetic frequency, you can begin to find compassion for this person that may trigger you. You can find forgiveness for this person that may trigger you. And you can begin to see that maybe they're just really hurt. This doesn't make them your friend. What this does is elevates your energetic frequency so high that you are not affected by their emotions, and you then draw in people that are in more alignment with your energetic frequency. So the person who may be resonating at a lower energetic frequency will simply fall away. Or they won't even bother you. So it doesn't even matter if they're there, because no matter what, they won't be triggering you. You will no longer feel them and get triggered. You'll just witness them and see them. And within the solar plexus, the theme here is all about our personal identity. But as you know, through our weeks of counter chakra work, this is also where we can hold our divine identity. When we invite the divine here into this personal space, it transforms not just from our personal identity, but into our divine identity. On the low side, this is where we hold fear and control. But on the high side, this is where we hold our joy. And my hope for you is that you joy yourself right out of that trigger. We're going to use joy as a verb, not just as a noun or a state. Joy yourself. Joy yourself right out of that trigger. When you are joyous and happy and your energetic and emotional frequency runs so high that those with a lower vibe, they just won't even want to be around you. You will repel them in that you are in such a happy, sunshiny state. I've included an incredible image link down below. You probably have seen it. It's fairly popular. But it is this image of this beautiful little yellow guy, appropriately because the color of the solar plexus is yellow, but this isn't necessarily tied to the solar plexus. But so in the first frame, you just see the happy little yellow guy. And then you see the yellow guy walk into a room that is just non-colored. They're just outlines of people. It's a whole crowded room of outlined people. And then in the third frame, you see that the whole room has now become yellow because this body shared its beautiful sunshine light with the whole entire room. And that's what I want for you. I want you to change the room with your joy and to not let the room change you. Shine bright, shine beautiful, and shine magnificently so that any energy that is lower than yours either elevates and raises up to meet you or it burns away. Just like being surrounded by this beautiful sunlight. So every week, I encourage you to draw beautiful divine energy into your energy system. And it is here within our solar plexus that the element of fire helps to balance this energy center. So we can cultivate that fire and allow this beautiful divine energy to flow through every cell in our body and then emanate this beautiful yellow light around us as we are this big sunshine. So if fire feels right to you, you can use that. But imagining that you are this sunshine state, imagining that this beautiful sun is greeting everyone as well as burning off anything that is not beneficial to you. It is just like that beautiful little song, "This Little Light of Mine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine." I'm not going to sing. Maybe after my singing classes, I'll start singing more, but not right now. But you know which song I'm talking about, "The Little Light of Mine." It is your little light and you need to let it shine. And when you let it shine, it burns up anyone who may be at a lower frequency or may be grumpy around you. Change the room. Don't let the room change you. This is everything that the solar plexus is about. Number four, the heart chakra is all about self-love. We can send love to the person or situation that triggers us. And you can also love yourself enough to set boundaries. It's okay. You can be loving and not be their best friend. You can be loving and not even want to have a one-on-one conversation with them. You can be loving and not have to spend time with them. Our divine state is love. And You know, sometimes when we love people, we can set expectation that we expect that they're going to treat us a certain way. And our expectations live right here in the heart chakra. On the high side, it is full of so much self-love. And on the low side, it is full of expectation. And when those expectations aren't met, it turns into resentment. And often these expectations coincide with and resemble the very way that we were not loved as a child. It also often shows up as our love language, but that'll be a whole episode at some point. But how does it feel? Speaking of expectations, how does it feel when someone dumps all over you for an hour and then doesn't even ask you how you are, but then hangs up? I mean, it's happened to all of us. But how does that feel when you expect or believe that someone's going to be there for you? Probably pretty hurtful. And when the hurt isn't addressed, it becomes resentful because you expected that person to care more for you. And then we become resentful. But if we live in that state of resentment, what does that do? That lowers our energetic frequency and then attracts more things for us to be resentful about and people to be resentful about. So we don't want to live there. We can allow, even if we do get triggered, we can allow these triggers to be pretty quick and to flow through our body, which we'll talk about in the next chakra, how we let it flow through the body really quickly. But so as we adjust these expectations, then we don't become so resentful and lower our energetic frequency. They may not be there for you, but you reach a place of letting it be okay. If you are able to vibe out of that relationship entirely, go for it. If you have obligation there, there are things that you can do that minimize the resentment response. I have energetically eliminated most of these from my life, to be quite honest. But through the years, I've come to honor myself a lot more. So I don't really talk to many people that don't honor me because I honor me. And when I've come into this place of honoring myself, the people that honor me have now surrounded themselves around me. Not because I tried, it just happens. And it will happen for you too. But should there be a situation where someone is not honoring me, but I still have to either socially talk to them or have a conversation with them, they don't get my undivided attention. They have not earned my undivided attention. So I know that they will not give to me. So I give to myself while I'm in that conversation. So if I'm on the phone, it can be that I am folding laundry or doing dishes or doing something that moves me forward for myself. That's a way that I can give back to myself while listening to this person who needs to just tell their story. And I can also recognize that maybe that person doesn't have a lot of people to listen to them. So I can grace myself. I will include a link down below to my meditation, but we surround ourselves with that energy and hold a bowl for them to fill up. And we dump out, we do not take on that energy dumping. But I also give back to me when I know that that person is not in a place that they can give to me. Try that. Try that and see how your energetic frequency begins to shift just from this one technique. It is so incredible. It is such an empowering way, especially for those people that we have expectations for. We can minimize our expectation and give to ourselves and still find this high energy place for everyone. Don't let them trigger you. Become untriggerable. How can you become more untriggerable? That brings us to our throat chakra. If there's a relationship in your life that comes with obligation, that's okay. It happens. It is life. But one, I want you to honor yourself and figure out how you can give to yourself. But another great technique that affects the throat chakra is here within our state of listening. So we can pregame here by listening to incredible music. We can listen to binaural beats. I'll include one of my favorites down below. We can listen to chanting. You can listen to whatever feeds your soul, whatever raises your energetic frequency, so that you can walk into that situation with an elevated energetic frequency. This is our goal. But if you were there and you don't have the opportunity to wear noise canceling headphones, you can imagine, I like to imagine little earplugs in my ears that transforms whatever I am listening to into energy of love and joy. So that even if they're saying something that is offensive to me, I don't listen. I literally don't listen. I transform that energy into love and bask in my high vibration. Because if this person or situation is going to lower my peace, the cost is too high. Anything that lowers your energetic state is not worth it. Because as you maintain this higher energetic frequency, you attract in the life of your dreams, relationships of abundance, money of abundance, career, health, life abundance. Listening is just as much a part of the throat chakra as is speaking your truth. How can you raise your vibration with your ears? You can do any one of those things. Listening to high vibe music, putting your ear filters in. This is a visual ear filter, by the way. I mean, maybe it's possible they make everything now. It's possible that they have actual ear filters, but I'm just envisioning energetic ear filters when I talk about that. And finally, the phrase, I want you to think about that phrase, in one ear and out the other. What do you think that means? In one ear and out the other. It's not that we aren't listening. That energetic state is how you elevate your energetic frequency. You don't become attached to what that person is saying. You don't assign value to what they are saying. They haven't lived your life. They don't know. They don't live in your head. You are the only person who lives in your head. If they are coming at you from a lower energetic frequency, and by the way, people only come at people who are higher often with a higher energetic frequency. If they're lower, there isn't anything to be jealous of there. They're worse off, right? They're aspiring and wanting to be at a higher energetic frequency. And when we are in a challenged state, we believe we can get there by being frustrated at other people until we come to recognize our life is our echo. That's coming soon. But when we look at the throat chakra in terms of the counter chakra system, as described in my book, Establishing Equilibrium, which I'll include a link down below, we know that the sacral chakra and the throat chakra partner together. So as we hear something, we feel it in our sacral chakra. This could not be more true. As you know, if you've been listening to me week after week, you know, I only listen to audiobooks. I only listen to Audibles. And it was so fascinating because my book club had chosen a book that did not have an Audible. And so I actually had to read with my eyeballs and it felt so flat to me. And then I realized it was this connection that makes the audible come alive. We feel the words when we hear it in our ears. We feel it in our sacral chakra, which is the house of our emotions. So the same is true when we are listening to someone, when we allow that emotional absorption. But is this someone that you want to allow into your body? And if the answer is yes, that is so great. But if the answer is no, then we allow their words to go through one ear and out the other and know that that's how it's meant to be. No attachment. Do not cling to their opinion or their words. And when you walk into a situation like that, you then no longer allow that person to trigger you or their words to trigger you because they haven't earned the right to move you emotionally, energetically, or physically. And if they're not moving you up that energetic frequency, the cost is too high. Don't let them trigger you with their words. Become untriggerable. What can you do in your life to make yourself more untriggerable? I'm going to let you feel into those words, and we'll come back to this episode right after this quick message. One-to-one coaching is a fantastic way to begin to understand your patterns and become untriggerable and unfazed by people or situations. When you come to understand how you think, love, and interact with the world, you begin to take things less personally. This is a state of peace, and this energetic state invites you to draw in the life of your dreams that no one and no thing can take away from you. If you're interested in coaching, I'd love to talk to you. Click the link down below to learn more. Now, back to our show. Number 6, we are at our third eye intuitive knowing sense. Our third eye chakra is the beautiful state where we house our sixth sense. And the organ of action here is the mind. And we make magic happen with our third eye. We can know things before people know them because each one of our energy centers and each one of our senses is working together to create this sixth sense. So we can know ahead of time if someone is going to trigger us, but we can also set the scene ahead of time so that no one triggers us. I'm going to include a meditation down below that I did that allows you to forward send energy into a room, into a situation, so that you can preset the energy that you walk into. And when you do this, you will actually begin to recognize that energy when you walk into the room. I want you to take a moment and just think about a situation that maybe you might get triggered by, or there might be someone that might trigger you. And then send ahead of you love. Fill that room with golden light, with pink light. Send that room with acceptance and love and forgiveness and compassion. Because when we can offer those people compassion and love, don't worry, they don't have to be your friend. But when you do that, it elevates your energetic frequency, and then they fall away anyway. You don't actually draw them nearer you. It actually helps to allow them to go find the people that are more in alignment with them. And maybe there will be a day where you're all in alignment. But if they're lowering your peace, it's not worth the cost. So send love ahead of you. Send peace ahead of you and visualize sending that peace and love into the very chair you will be sitting in or the very place you will be standing. You will walk in and embody that very energy. Crown chakra, number 7. This is where we know that we are part of the collective consciousness. We are part of the divine. We are one. We are all and one all at once. We are the drop in the ocean and the ocean all at the same time. And we are all connected. So as you begin to do this work and you do some solid pregame work and send that energy ahead of you, make sure that you have eaten. Make sure that your energy is high vibrating, dynamic and sunny. You are going to walk into that room with those people and just be a magnet for high vibrating people, because like attracts like. Everything else will fall away. You can do this by, again, as I mentioned, within the solar plexus, now we are at its counter chakra, drawing in this beautiful divine light in through the crown of your head, allowing every single cell in your body to be filled with this beautiful golden light, allowing it to emanate out of each one of your energy centers in the front and the back, above and below, creating this beautiful golden ball around you that can either be golden light, it can be a fire, it can be a sun, it can be your sunny disposition, but allowing this beautiful, magnificent light to surround you so that anything else will simply fall away. Number 8. know that the person or situation that is triggering you is your echo. What you are seeing in them is a reflection of something that is going on within you. Before I was a spiritual teacher, I worked at a very intense job in my younger years, planning Hollywood premieres. And as you might imagine, everyone wanted to go to these Hollywood premieres. I was working 7 days a week, nights, days. I worked so hard and I was berated daily. At least once a day, I would receive this voicemail on my voicemail that would say, "Don't you know who I am? I deserve more." When we look at this through the lens of being the echo, this is exactly how I felt. This was exactly my higher self leaving me a message. I'm going to say it again because it just floors me now when I look back at that time in my life when I was so beat down and not caring for myself. What my higher self had to say to me, the very energy that I was emanating, "Don't you know who I am? I deserve more." Now, do you see how that echoes? Because I deserved more than what I was allowing for myself in that space. But initially, I would get annoyed by people leaving me that message on the daily. But what was that message really telling me? That message was really telling me, "Don't you know who I am? I deserve more." Our echo, when we listen to it truly and receive the message, it allows us to elevate and raise our energetic frequency so quickly and so powerfully. What has your echo been saying to you? What are the people in the voicemails that you've been getting saying to you? I know you're never going to listen to your voicemail ever the same. You're welcome. But it's true. What is your echo saying back to you? And how are you needing to shift and change so that you can become untriggerable? Because guess what? Once I changed jobs, I never received a message like that again. What's your echo saying to you? How can you become untriggerable? Number 9, our final one. I know this is going to be hard. And if my kids are listening, they hear this all the time. Find one thing that you like about this person. Don't be scared. You're not going to make them your best friend. It'll actually have the opposite effect. By focusing on one thing that you appreciate about them, you will elicit from them. You will draw from them something kind, something nice. Energy flows where attention goes. When you focus on something you appreciate and love about that person, you're going to draw that aspect and that personality trait out of them and find that you are helping them and you are not responsible for, but you are helping them elevate their own energetic frequency, at least your experience with them, so that you can maintain your high vibe. They can continue on with their life. But for that brief moment, you get to draw out of them the highest version of them. I want you to be able to be in any room untriggered. I want you to be around any person untriggered. I want your joy to change the room and no longer ever feel triggered, because your energy will be so magnificent and is so magnificent that it transforms all the energy around you. Okay, so back to our quiz. We're going to finish up where we started, even just with this mindset shift. Can you go about your quiz differently? I'll read it one more time for you. Where are you triggering at now? Number 1, 0 outside trigger. Number 2, hardly triggered by people. Number 3, a little triggered by people, but mostly when I'm tired and hungry. 4, sometimes triggered by people, even when rested in full. 5, 50-50 triggered, depends on who it is. 6, more triggered than I'd like to be. 7, definitely triggered, but feel like I can't do anything about it. 8, triggered more than I want to be by more people and situations than I'd prefer. 9, definitely triggered most of the time by most people and feel like the only way I'm not triggered is when I am alone. And 10, triggered all the time by all the people and don't know how to remedy this state. I hope this podcast has helped you offer you tools so that you can remedy this state. Joy yourself right out of that trigger. How can you make changes in your life that will make you untriggerable? How can you let go of the people that don't bring peace into your life? How can you let go of the behaviors or the situations that don't bring you peace? It's too high of a cost. How can you become untriggerable? Good luck this week. Let me know down below which of these tools you incorporated into your life so that you can begin to elevate your energy out of being triggered by people, places, or situations. And hey, before you go, can you like this episode and leave a short comment? It makes such a difference in growing the show. And if you found this helpful, thank you so much for posting and sharing wherever you love sharing your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. And I am so proud of you for transforming your trigger ability. I'll see you next week. Love yourself enough to heal. Heal yourself enough to thrive. Take care.